The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Yotes, and we will begin 9 lines from the top of daf Kuf Yotes Amar Aleph. V'shahoye b'chor noitel shnei chalokim. So, continuing along in the sugyas and perikei shneichel, in the next few days, we're actually going to have a lot of divrei agada, a lot of hashtag really nice dafin, a lot of lighter dafin. I think we earned it after 118 blot of Masechtas Bava Basra. But for today, the topic is still the story of the Bnei Tzlafcha. So just a little bit of a recap, a little bit of akdama. The Ikur Parsha, the Bnei Tzlafcha, is mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, Perek Chav Zayin Pasuk Aleph. The Pasuk says, Vatikravna Bnei Tzlafcha, the daughters of Bnei Tzlafcha, Ben Chefer, Ben Gilav, Ben Macher, Ben Menashe, L'mishpachos Menashe Ben Yosef. So the daughters of Tzlafcha, and the Torah goes on and tells us the entire Yichas brief of these Bnei Tzlafcha. So they were daughters of Tzlafcha. Tzlafcha was the son of Chefer. Chefer was the son of Gilad. Gilad was the son of Macher. Macher was the son of Menashe. Menashe, of course, was the son of Yosef. Ve'elu Shmois Ben Yosef says the Torah, Machla, Noya, Chagla, Milka, Vesirza. So why did they go to Moshe? V'atamoyd, v'lefnei Moshe, v'lefnei Elazar, Akoyim, v'lefnei Anasim, v'cholo Eda, Pesach, v'moyd, Leymar. Avinu Meis Ba'midbar. Her father Tzlafcha died in the Midbar. V'hu lo yhoye b'toycha Eda, hanayodim al Hashem b'ad askarach. And by the way, they tell Moshe that our father didn't die because he was a member of the Adas Korach. Ki b'chetoy meis, he died because of natural causes. Ubanim lehoy ulay, he didn't have any sons. He left over us, his 5 daughters. And they were under the impression that being that he didn't have any sons, all he had was daughters, they had no way to yarshin what was supposed to be his chelik in Eretz Yisrael. And as a result, they came with a taina. The taina was, Lama yigar Hashem avinu mitaych mishpachtoi. Why should our family lose out? Ki ein loy ben, just because he doesn't have a son. T'nolonu achuza b'teich achi avinu. Please give us a chelik within the achuza of our father. Yaakov Moshe es mishpat l'fnei Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu hears what they said, and he immediately goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he delivers their message, asking Hashem, so to speak, what am I supposed to do? I hear the taina. There are no sons. If there was a son, naturally the son would yarshin their father Tzlafcha. But there are 5 girls. Does a girl yarshin or does a girl not yarshin? At least that would seem to be the pashut pshat in the shiloh that Moshe Rabbeinu presented. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe leimar came bnei Tzlafcha doivrois the bnei Tzlafcha that tainin good nasoin titen lehem nachla b'teich achi aviem v'havarto es nachla aviem lehem. You should give them the Yerusha that was Tzlafcha. Vel bnei Yisrael tadam leimar, and then Hakadosh Baruch Hu goes on and gives Moshe Rabbeinu the entire parsha of Nachlis. So the parsha of Nachlis was said al yidei this taina of the Bnei Tzlafcha. We'll see in today's daf. The Gemara says that Ru'u Yehoisa parsha linosin. This parsha would have been here regardless. Elosh megalglin tzchus ayidei zakei. The Bnei Tzlafcha, they were zakoim, they were good people, and it's for that reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarded them. He gave them a tzchus. The tzchus was that the ikka parsha of Nachlis was said al yodon. One theme that's going to be clear in today's Gemara that the Bnei Tzlafcha were Noshim Chashuva is Adma Ma'oid. The Gemara says that they were very smart. They knew how to darshan Psukei HaTorah, as the Gemara is going to say. They were Tzadkoniyos. In fact, Rashi says it right in the beginning of the Parsha, the Bnei Tzlafcha. Rashi asks, that why does the Torah have to emphasize and then re-emphasize that they were from the mishpach of Yosef? Atikravna bnei Tzlafcha ben Chefer ben Gilad ben Macher ben Menashe lemishpachos Menashe ben Yosef. We know who Macher ben Menashe was. Macher ben Menashe ben Yosef. The Torah seems to be putting an exclamation mark that you want to know who the bnei Tzlafcha were. They were descendants of Yosef Atzadik. Says Rashi, lo monemar falikvar never ben Menashe. It says already they're ben Menashe. If they're ben Menashe, then naturally I could do the arithmetic myself. They're lemishpachos Menashe ben Yosef. Elo loy melacha. Yosef chivev es haaretz. Yosef atzadik was a chivev tzion. Shenema valisa metzas moisai. Yosef was passed away in Mitzrayim, but he made his family swear that one day they would take his bones and bring it into Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. He was a chayvev tzion, ubnoisav chavav wasa'aretz. So he was zoicha mida keneged mida, that he had descendants, great, 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 great granddaughters that were also chayvev tzion, shenemat nolono achuzah. So what was the motivation of Bnei Tzlafchad? They loved Eretz Yisrael so much, they wanted to own property in Eretz Yisrael. It came from a chiva that they had for Eretz Yisrael. Either way, the story of Bnei Tzlafcha is shvach and shvach and shvach. We're going to see dvarim chashuvim ad l'ma'od regarding the Bnei Tzlafcha. Either way, so we're going to have some halacha, some agada, some interesting anecdotes all related to this topic of the Bnei Tzlafcha. Zok to Gemara. So Shahaya Bechar Noitel Shnei Chalokim. The Mishnah began when it introduced the Bnei Slavcha and Daf Kufta Zayin Amid Beis by saying Bnei Slavcha Notlu Gimel Chalokim Benachlo. They took three portions in Eretz Yisrael. Chelik Aviyah. They took the chelik of their father's slavcha, whatever he was supposed to get, Shoyo im Yoytze Mitzrayim, and that was the segue to a rather complicated sugya, Friday's daf, Shabbos's daf, whether Eretz Yisrael was divided l'Yoytze Mitzrayim, or whether it was divided l'Boye Yoretz. But additionally, what they also took was v'chelkoi, the chelik that their father's slavcha was supposed to get, im Achiv, together with his brothers, b'nichzei chefer. Because Slavcha's father, Chefer, was also from the Yoytze Mitzrayim. So he also had a chelik. Now Chefer died, who yarshins Chefer? His sons. Tzlavchot was one of the sons. So Tzlavchot is given an egen amachotin. He had his own chelik. He was from the Yoytzim Mitzrayim. But Chefer, Tzlavchot's father, was from the Yoytzim Mitzrayim as well. Tzlavchot, Chefer's son, was one of his yarshim. So based on that, now the Bnei Tzlavchot were entitled to a second chelik. Their father's chelik that he's supposed to get for himself, and their father's chelik that the father got machmas the Yerusha from his own father. And by the way, said the Mishnah that Slavchot was Chefer's Bechar. As a result, he was entitled to Pishnayim. So three Chalakim. Number one, Slavchot's own Chalak, and the two Chalakim that Slavchot was going to get from their father Chefer. Why two Chalakim? Because he was a Bechar. And a Bechar gets Pishnayim. The Faith of Gemara. Why should Slavchot have gotten Pishnayim in Chefer's Chalak? Ra'uihu. Slavchot had never actually realized that profit. He had never actually taken possession of Chefer's Yerusha. Because Chefer's Yerusha was Eretz Yisrael. Slavchot died in the Midbar. So they had never actually gotten into Eretz Yisrael. If they never got into Eretz Yisrael, all Slavchot had when Chefer died was Ra'uihu. He had the potential of one day maybe getting. And even though ordinarily Yerusha goes b'ro'i, you could yarsh it even b'kever, but not a b'chor, v'ein a b'chor no'it a b'ro'i, k'be mochsik. So why should the Bnei Slavchot have been entitled to a pishnayim that Slavchot was going to get from Chefer, being that Chefer never had it, Slavchot never had it, so it comes out that this is all ro'i. Ro'i, a b'chor doesn't get b'ro'i, he only gets b'mochsik. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, b'yiseides ayholim. When the Mishnah says that the Bnei Slavchot got Slavchot's Pishnayim, they didn't mean Pishnayim in Eretz Yisrael. Pishnayim in Eretz Yisrael, Slavchot couldn't get because Chefer never had it. So it was Roy. Ve'in Abchor, Noito Baroy, Kibamuchsev. What it means is Pishnayim of some of the possessions that he left. In the Midbar, he also had things. The Achor came Yetzer Rechush Gadol. The Yidden left Mitzrayim with a Rechush Gadol. So he had a tent, he had cattle, maybe some investments, whatever he had in the Midbar. It was that. Slavchot got Pishnayim of, and that went over B'Yerusha to the Bnei Slavchot. Masiv Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says Bnei Slavchot not to Dalit Chalakim. So Rabbi Yehuda said that Bnei Slavchot didn't get three Chalakim, they get four Chalakim. Shenemar, Vayiplu Chavwe Menashe Asor. It's a pasuk that says for Yeshua. Now that pasuk over there is referring to the actual Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael. So you see clearly that when we say that the Bnei Slavchot got Slavchot Pishnayim in Chefer's possessions, it's not referring to some of the things that he left over in the Midbar. We're talking about Chevle Menashe. We're talking about the Yerusha Saaretz. So you see clearly that even though it was Ro'i, still they got Pishnayim. Izoi Bazoi, Hadra Kusha L'duchte. Why should they have been entitled to the Pishnayim of Slavchot? Slavchot himself didn't get Pishnayim because Ein Abachar Noto Pishnayim Beroy Kibbe Muchzik Elam Rabbah. Rabba said Eretz Yisrael Muchzak Esiyo Yisoid, that we're quite familiar with at this point, and that is that it's not true that Eretz Yisrael was Roi Klape the Yoytze Mitzrayim. It was Muchzik. The Yoytze Mitzrayim had already inherited Eretz Yisrael. In fact, it was already Muchzak Esiyo Me'aviseyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already given Eretz Yisrael to Avram Avinu. It already belonged to them and was going over B'Yerush. It's not the pshat that when they were going to go into Eretz Yisrael, they were going to get Eretz Yisrael at that point. If so, all Chefer really had was an option. He had a schus at some point to enter Eretz Yisrael and acquire it. If that's the case, when he died, he left over something that was roi. And true, but that's not the way you have to view Eretz Yisrael from a halachic standpoint. Chefer already owned Eretz Yisrael. In fact, Avram Avinu already owned Eretz Yisrael. If they already owned Eretz Yisrael, it was considered muchzik, it wasn't considered roi, and it's for that reason the Bechor was able to be noitel pishnai. Meisvei, Frank, the Gemara's natural. Rabbi Chitko said, Shimon Hashi Kmuni, Hayali Chavim Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. It's a little in Yonah Diyayma. Shimon Hashi Kmuni was one of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidei. Makach Hayi Rabbi Shimon Hashi Kmuni Yayma. And a flake that's always dog. Yidei Hayi Moshe Rabbeinu Shabnai Slavchad Yarshan said. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the Bnei Slavchad was supposed to Yarshan. Avaloi Hayi Yidei Im Noitlois Chelik Bechayra Im Lav. What he wasn't sure about was whether they were entitled to Slavchad Pishnayim in Chayfer's possessions or not. And Shimon Hashik Muni used to continue and say that really the Parshas Nachli should have been written like all the other Parshas in the Torah. It has to come through a story with the Bnei Slavchad, Elosh Zochu Bnei Slavchad. Bnei Slavchad was Zoichav and Ichtava Yadav. He continued and said that the Mekoshish, the infamous Mekoshish, was Chayv Misa. Incidentally, some say that the Mekoshish was Slavchad. Shinemar Michal Leo Mois Yumos. He didn't know what Misa. And really, the parasha of the Mekoshish could have been written like all the other parashas in the Torah. The Mekoshish was a Mechal Shabbos. It's a Shaila what Malachi was. The Torah could have said that if someone's Mechal Shabbos, he's Chayiv Skilo, just like it says all the other halachas in the Torah. Elushin is Chayiv Mekoshish, V'nichtava Yod, Lila Metcha. And what's the point? What's the lesson that we take away from this? The Bnei Slavchad, who were Zakai, as we said in the intro, they were Zakoyim, they were Tzitkoniyos, they had this Chivas Tzion, they were Darshoniyos, they were very special people. As a result, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a schus that a parish in the Torah should be written through them. And in the converse, the Mekoshesh, who was a bad guy, he was a chayef. It was because of his chil Shabbos that Hashem wanted that a parshan, the Torah, megalgal and chayef, al yidei chayef. But what does this have to do with us? Says the Gemara, if you're going to tell me that Eretz Yisrael was already muchzekes, may I say, it already belonged to the others. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's safek? What Shimon Hashik Muni say? Moshe Rabbeinu knew the ikar halacha that a daughter yarshins when there's no son. The ikar halacha that if there are no sons, that Moshe Rabbeinu never had a suffix. So what was the Vatikravna when he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, Vayakiv Moshe's Meshpatim Lufnei Hashem, he wasn't sure whether they're supposed to get Slavchot Pishnayim or they're not supposed to get Slavchot Pishnayim. Frank the Gemara, if it's so poshit that Eretz Yisrael is Muchsekesi, then it's poshit that they should get Pishnayim. Why not? If there's a Shaila of whether or not it's considered ra'oi or muchzik, so I understand what the shaila may have been. But you're telling me with a pshitus that Eretz Yisrael is muchzekesi. If Eretz Yisrael is muchzekesi, then there's no shaila. If Moshe Rabbeinu knows that a daughter yarshins when there's no son, and it's poshit that this is muchzik, it's not ra'oi, what exactly was the shaila? And for the Gemara, he gufa kamestapkulei. You want to know what Moshe Rabbeinu's safik was? This shaila mamish, meaning, was Eretz Yisrael considered muchzekes? Was Eretz Yisrael not considered muchzekes? And it was based really on how to understand the pasuk in Parshas Va'era. The pasuk says, "V'nasati oiso lochem moirasha ani Hashem." The pasuk describes that one day the Yidden are going to enter Eretz Yisrael and they're going to yarshin Eretz Yisrael. But it's interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu was medayik the pasuk. It says v'nasati oisol lachem moirasha. It doesn't say Yerusha. It says moirasha. Yerusha would suggest that they're going to inherit it. Moirasha sounds like they themselves are not going to inherit it. They're just going to give it over to the next door. And that was his shaila. His shaila was, Yerusha hi lochem yaviseichem. Is the pasuk saying, Yerusha hi, that it belongs to them? Really, then that they don't have it, and they're in fact never going to have it. They're going to die in the Midbar. Who's going to have it is their descendants are going to enter Eretz Yisrael one day, and they're going to yashin it. So that's what threw him off. He wasn't sure. Upashtule, and he ended up saying, Trevayu, Yerusha lechem yaviseichem, umayrishin einam yashin. That at the end of the day, they have it. It's theirs now, but at the same time, it is Meirasha, because they weren't going to enter Eretz Yisrael. They themselves were never going to get it. So in Lomdus, they were muchzik, because it was already given to Avraham Avinu. So in Lomdus, it was theirs. But the Torah uses the word Meirasha as a nevuah l'ra, that even though it's technically, halachically yours, but you're never physically going to have it. So that's this funny word, Meirasha, that's being used, l'rames, that even though in Lomdus it belonged to them, it already was in their mishpacha dating back to Avraham Avinu, but practically speaking, it was going to be Meirasha, because this was a Nevuah showing a remez that they weren't going to enter Eretz Yisrael. Behind the Chsiv, it says the Gemara, you find it in another pasuk. Tiviyemoy v'siteyemoy b'har nachalascha. You say it in the Az Yasha. And what's the pasuk saying? That the Yidden, right, we're going to enter Eretz Yisrael. But tiviyenu loy ne'mar. Ela tiviyemoy. Melamed Rashi brings us in Chumash. Shemisnavin ve'inun yoydim manisnavin. They were saying Nevuah, kilo they themselves knew it wasn't tiviyenu. That even though they were supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael, Derech Shleishis Yomim, Chaf Iyar, but they were going to enter Eretz Yisrael. It was Nalaonon. They themselves weren't going to be the ones that were going to enter. It was going to happen 40 years later, and it was going to be all their descendants that were going to enter. And it was Merumez and Tiviyema Visiteyema, the same exact remez, even Asati Yosem Lechem Meirosha, but not Meirosha in the sense that it's not theirs. Meirosha, really, it is theirs. Why is the Torah using the word Meirosha? Because they physically weren't the ones that were going to enter Eretz Yisrael. But Al Kopanim says the Gemara that the reason the Bnei Slavcha got Pishnayim in Slavchad's Chelek is because Slavchad was entitled to Pishnayim in Chefer. And the Pishnayim that they got was in Eretz Yisrael. I ain't a Bechor Neutel Beroy to the Muchzik. It was Muchzik. Because Eretz Yisrael is Muchzik, you see. It already belongs to Avram Avinu, already had it. So they were considered Muchzik. I, Shimon Hashikmuni said that when Moshe Rabbeinu turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Vayakriv Moshe es Mishpatom Lifnei Hashem, he's Mesopik, whether the Bnei, not Mesopik, whether the Bnei Slavchad are supposed to Yashin. What he's Mesopik in is whether they're supposed to get Pishnayim. Why is he Mesopik? If Eretz Yisrael is Muchsekesi and a Bechor gets Pishnayim and the Bnei Slavchad get the Yarshin Slavchad, so why? What's the tzadna? What's the angle that they shouldn't get Pishnayim? The Teretz is Hagufa Kamastapkalei. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't sure. Eretz Yisrael Muchsekesi? Is Eretz Yisrael not Muchsekes? And the Pshitus was, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, that's the Iker answer. Once we answer that, we have the whole parasha of Nachlois, but really, the shaila wasn't whether the Bnei Slavcha was supposed to Yasha. The shaila was, ha-gufa, do we view Nichsei Chefer as Ra'ui, or do we view it as Muchzik, L'may Nafkemina, did Slavcha get Pishnayim B'Nichsei Chefer? And as a result, will the Bnei Slavcha now be entitled just to one chelik in Slavcha's rights to Chefer, or will he get two because of the Pishnayim? Either way, just before we go weiter, speak out a few ha'aras regarding this Gemara. Number one, it's mashma in the Gemara, very, very clearly, that the parsha of Nachlois, although Moshe Rabbeinu knew it, but it wasn't said over at Har Sinai. When was the parsha of Nachlois said over? When the Bnei Slavchad came with a taina, they said, Lama Yigara, why in the world should our father lose out because of the fact that he doesn't have a son? Vayakrev Moshe es mishpatam lifnei Hashem. Vayayim Hashem al Moshe lemer. Kei Bnei Slavchad davrois. Vel Bnei Yisrael tedaber lemer. Ish kiyomas. Uvein ein loy. It sounds like that the parsha of Nachlois was not said on Har Sinai. It sounds like the parsha of Nachlois was said as a response to the Bnei Slavchad. Freitor Chaim HaKadosh. Does make sense? How does it stem with Rashi in the beginning of Parashas Bahar that all the mitzvahs, Kol Eisel, Uprat Eisel, V'diktukel, were all said in Sinai? But in general, we all know all the mitzvahs, everything, Kol Masha Talmud, Vasek, Asad, L'chadish, the Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah, was told to Moshe Rabbeinu in Har Sinai. And here you have a whole parasha in the Torah that wasn't said to Moshe Rabbeinu. And to add injury to insult, says the Chaim HaKadosh, that if you look in the Psukim, it's very clear that when did the story of the Bnei Slavchad happen? It happened right before the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael. At the end of the 40 years that they were already in the Midbar. How does the Rechaim know that? He knows that because the Pasuk says that the Bnei Slavchad came and they presented the Shiloh not only to Moshe Rabbeinu, but to Moshe Lefnei Moshe, V'lefnei Elazar HaKoyen, V'lefnei HaNesiyim, V'chol Ha'eda Pesach Oyo Moyed Leimar. Freak the Rechaim, where's the Haran? They brought it to Moshe and Elazar? Sounds like Elazar was the Kohen Gadol. It should have been Lefnei Moshe v'Aharon, and maybe Elazar v'Lefnei HaNesiyim. So, Dr. Chaim, it's clear in the Pasuk that Aharon wasn't alive. What's the pshat? Because it probably happened at the end of the 40 years. They're about to enter Eretz Yisrael, Tachlis. Now they want to make sure that they're going to Yarshin Achelik. Freak the Arachayim, that it comes out then, if that's the case, that when Aharon HaKohen died, he did not know the halacha that a daughter is supposed to yashin, but mokum that there's no ben. And the Arachayim says, how is it possible? And this is the part of the punchline of the Arachayim's kasha. Says, can't be. Aharon HaKoyin didn't know a very important halach in the Torah. Azoy feik the Arachayim. Zok the Arachayim. The kasha is a toys. Why? Because the Gemara said, Shimon HaShakmuni, Tainid, that Avada don't make the mistake and think that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know the basic halacha that a daughter is supposed to yashin. For Yedeya hoy Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu knew Shabnoi Slavchad Yosha saying, Avalei hoy Yedeya im noitleis chelek b'chayrin laf. Says the Arachayim Achidash Gadol. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know? Ruch HaKodesh? That's how he knew? Ain't Navi Rashoi Lechadish. He can't be Mechadish Dina based on Ruch HaKodesh. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know that a daughter is supposed to yash? So Rashbam already asks the kasha. The Rashbam says that he knew that a daughter is not worse than a son from the parsha of Yibum. He says it could be because if a man dies and he doesn't leave over a child, then there's a parsha. What if he leaves over a son? There's no Yibum. What if he leaves over a daughter? There's also no Yibum. So you see that a daughter is like a son. So if it's like a son regarding Yibum, we'll see later the Gemara is going to say such a taina, then in Yenachas, it should be the same way. Alternatively, he says the Rashbam that it could be he knew it because the Gemara says that when the Yidden were in Mara, they got three mitzvahs. One of the mitzvahs was dinim. Dinim, Shabbos, and keep it over. But one of the mitzvahs they got was dinim. Nichol and dinim, says the Rashbam, maybe was the parsha of Nachlis. Either way, the Rashbam is mutching. He's not sure. How did Moshe Rabbeinu? Zokhtar Chaim HaKadosh, now we knew it. Well, everything was said on our Sinai. It's partially knew it. Yeah, but how many minutes the parish of Nachlis wasn't said on our Sinai? The Torah wrote it as a response to Tzlofcha to give them covered. But Chalila to think that there was a parish in the Torah that wasn't said on our Sinai. Now, what was Moshe Rabbeinu Sofik? Is there a Tzlof Muchsekesi? Or is he not Muchsekesi? Says, no, his lashon is, V'chassorin yediyas dover ze'enin chassorin dinei Torah. That doesn't bother me. What bothers me is if the whole parsha of Nachlis, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. Aharon HaKohen died without knowing the parsha of Nachlis, that Torah can't be soivel. But that if you died with a shaylin, this wonders. And how you look at a Kadosh Baruch Hu giving Eretz Yisrael to the Ovis. Did he give it to the Ovis? So it's ready Muchsekes. Or maybe no, it was given to him more as a haftacha, but his descendants were the ones that were going to inherit it. That already doesn't bother the Arachayim HaKadosh. Al-Kopanim, the Arachayim HaKadosh, Al-Asar, right here in Parshas Pinchas. But the Emes is a very important Maramachim regarding this Arachayim. And that's Ramban, in his Pirish and Sefer HaMitzvahs. It's in Shurish Rishon. If you want to look it up, it's Daf Yud Zayin in Shapsi Frankel. Either way, he's discussing over there, Machlokes Rishonim, where the mitzvahs derabbanan can be included in the Minyan Taryag, or mitzvahs derabbanan cannot be included in the Minyan Taryag. You do it, Rambam, Smag. They discuss, are mitzvahs derabbanan supposed to be included, or are they not supposed to be included? It says the Ramban that the Emes says, I don't hear the Shaila. Because we know, the Gemara says, that Dorish Rab Simloi, Taryag mitzvahs netzavu b'nei Yisrael. Klal Yisrael got Taryag mitzvahs. 611, they heard directly from Moshe. Anoichi v'loyia, they heard mipiakvura. 6 and 11 plus 2 is 613. The Yidden got 613 mitzvahs. Ramban says that he's seen many Gemaras that have the girsa, Taryag mitzvahs netzavu Yisrael b'sinai. On Baruch Sinai, they got 613 mitzvahs. Now, if you're going to tell me that you're supposed to include mitzvahs derabbanan, a mitzvah derabbanan they didn't get on Har Sinai. If they got in Har Sinai, then by definition, it's a mitzvah deraisa. What's a mitzvah derabbanan? It's something that was established later. So if they got taryag mitzvahs b'Har Sinai, Zok Ramban, that girsa in the Gemara, which he believes is the Ikka girsa, it ends this conversation. It's checkmate. Somebody had a meshubish diga girsa, and that's why he had a havamina, that maybe you can include the mitzvah derabbanan. But if you would have the proper girsa, the shayla feinsich nishton, it's so poshit that it's 613 mitzvahs deiraisa. But says the Ramban, it's not muchach. And he has three reasons why he believes it's not muchach. The one that's relevant to us is the second. And I'll read it to you inside. Vasheni, ki minaga chachomim b'talmud, v'gam b'toyer b'nevim, this is the chiddush, even in Tanakh, shelo yochushu lohoitzi dover echa min haklal, v'yidabru al aroiv, will say something as if everything I'm saying is true, when really it could be only the majority of it is true. Kinyan Shekosav, and he gives a few examples. Eila b'nei Yaakov, ashiyula le'padan arav. The Pasuk lists all the children of Yaakov, and it says that they were all born in Padan Aram. V'hine, says the Rabban, Chosha bin Yamin. Bin Yamin, Yaakov Yinu's son, is one of the Shvatim that are mentioned as being one of Yaakov's children that were born by Padan Aram, he wasn't born in Padan Aram. The teretz is Rav Rakal Aroyvidaber. Most of Yaakov's sons were born in Padan Aram. Yaakov Avinu went with his family. 70 nefashos went down to Mitzrayim. Ephraim, Menasha, and Yosef, says the Ramban, are included. Did they go with Yaakov from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim? They were living in Mitzrayim. Elamai, most of the 70 went with Yaakov to Mitzrayim. So we'll say it as if they all went together with Yaakov and Mitzrayim. Another one, something we spoke about not so long ago. Moshe b'nei Yisrael, Asher Yashuv b'Mitzrayim. Shloshim shanav arba mei shanav. They were in Mitzrayim 430 years. They weren't in Mitzrayim 430 years. The cheshbon starts from the brisbane Absarim. They were in Galus Mishas Leidus Yitzchok. Bottom line is, they weren't in Mitzrayim 430 years. The teretz is, the majority of the 430 years, maybe, even that's not so pashut, they were in Mitzrayim. And that's why Derech Roiv HaMoshe Ben Mitzrayim, maybe that's why the Torah mentions it as if they will. Zokter Ramban, it could be the same thing over here. Most of the 613 mitzvahs were Nitzav B'Sinai, but they weren't all Nitzav B'Sinai. It was only most of them. And Zokter Ramban, I'll prove to you that this is a richtige cheshbon, because there are mitzvahs that says the rices, that every single one of them, only have mitzvahs, the chinuch, the smag, Rav Sadia Goyen, the Rambam, everybody has in their minyan mitzvahs. They're clearly mitzvahs, the rices. And they weren't said B'Sinai. For example, you have the parasha of Shtuye Yayin and the parasha of the Mishmoris. It was said to Aharon HaKoyen at a later date. Mitzvahs rabbis lay never B'Sinai, Elav Chas Maisa. Kigoyin Din Mekoshesh, Ubnoi Slavchot. You have the Mekoshesh and you have the Bnoi Slavchot that weren't said B'Sinai, and still they're included in the Tayag Mitzvahs. Nobody doesn't have them in the Tayag Mitzvahs. Tariag mitzvahs nitztavu b'tzinai. The Teretz is most of them were nitztavu b'tzinai. And as long as most of them were b'tzinai, Zakhtar Amman, that's enough for you to be able to talk as if all of them. Yidaber al pi harayv. There's nothing wrong with that. Al kaponim, shteit mefurish in Ramban, that the parasha was not said b'tzinai. It's nishvid arachayim HaKadosh. B'churin nishvid arachayim HaKadosh. B'chul ha'she yerucha. Oh, so that's already, you're getting into the third argument to the Ramban. That's what the Ramban says, that even if mitzvahs the Rabbanon were technically said later, but being that on Har Sinai there was this general mitzvah that you have to listen to everything that the Rabbanon say, so it could be that's why you're allowed to say that it was never B'Sinai. Because even though wash negelvasser maybe wasn't said on Har Sinai, shnius la'arayas weren't mentioned on Har Sinai, the parish of Eruv Chatzeris wasn't said on Har Sinai. Talk about some lamdish halachas. But the if in Chloe, this idea of a sisa chalasha yerucha, a saucer, that was said in Asir. Any more?
No, with
Yom Kippur,
the second day.
What's that? Yeah.
Even Erev Tavshilin.
Right. Oh, I feel Erev Tavshilin, right. Erev Techumen, Erev Tavshilin. I'll compare it. Yeah, yeah. You just threw me off. Bottom line, yeah, it's all good. Bottom line is, so it seems we have an Arachayim HaKadosh where the Arachayim says, Yedei Ahoy Moshe. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know it? He knew it because he heard in Har Sinai. Because everything was said in Har Sinai. Kol Pro, Teo, Vitik Tukel. Everything was said in Har Sinai. It's not like a Ramban. The Ramban says, Mefurish is not true. The word mitzvah is the word said at Har Sinai. Either way, that's the first Ta'ara. Second aura is regarding this idea of Yedei Ahoya Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the Bnoi Slavchot was supposed to Yash. And again, the kash is, how did they know? So the Rashbam, he grapples, he mutches, he's not sure. Maybe he was included in Dinim that when it's Tavu Bimara. Maybe he knew it from the Parsh of Yibum. The Archaim says he zicha heard it in Har Sinai. The Ramban says he zicha didn't hear it in Har Sinai. So it's a real confusion. It's not clear exactly how he knew it. So I found a beautiful Maramachim, and that is the Hilig Chasam Sofer in the Shailos Tshuvos, Evin Ezer, Chelik Aleph, Simen Ayin Vav. We actually once spoke out part of this Chasam Sofer. At the time, we spoke at a real Lamda Shapar. We talked about Roivs and Chazakis, but in the spirit of today's daf, what's Negeya us is a much lighter part. The Shail over there was as follows. Uvda the Bey, the Uvda Hachi, Hava b'ish echador b'kfar asamuch. Any dovi for this? Sabbatish?
Sounds like in Hungary.
Sounds like he was in Hungary. Okay. Be'ir. Yeah. It's not a litter. He doesn't know. It was in the city of Sabbatish. There was a man who lived together with a family. And this man's children were all becheskas, that they were really his children. In fact, the children, when they would sign their names, their John Hancock was Ben Elio, that was the name of the father. When they would go for a Sefer Torah, it was Avram Ben Elio. That's how they would call him up. Va'ata kom b'nei ha'gadol, ha'nikar Avram Ben Elio. This man's Bechor, whose name was Avram, got up. V'nosa achay sofiv. He married his father's sister. b'chuppa v'kedushin. Va'achak ach nesayru l'zei anshei ha'yishuv adar b'kfar anal. The people went crazy. Ba'arok yu nichshol b'ervedei reisa. This is mamish, oy doy doy, ben doy doy. This is doy dosei mamish. This is an ervedei reisa. How in the world can you do something like this? And the shayla was brought to the Rav. Ma'ura goyla d'chsam sefer refers to him in the city of Sabatish, the korla of Elio, and called him in. How do you let your son marry your sister? He's married doidosa. It's awesome. The heshiv, so he told this rav, he's not really my son. He's really my stepson. He's my wife's son. Hayishma shachirim yachton atzmei b'shem balimoi. You know, people have stepchildren, but they don't usually refer to their stepfather as father. They'll call them stepfather. They'll give them covet, but they should be called up to the Sefer Torah this way. And he told the Rav, I don't want to respond to that question. If you have any further questions, ask my wife. She'll tell you. So they went, they interrogated. They went to the wife, and she said, I'll be honest with you. I have to confess. When I was a penuria, when I was single, she had a child out of wedlock. Child was born, but she had a cover-up. She didn't want anyone to know that she had this child. So the child was adopted or started growing up in the house of Rav Moshe Melamed, who lived in Presburg. Va'achakach, when the child was 4 years old, she said, I married this Elio, and he was maskim to raise the child. U'kidei lahaster boishto hechziku haben ke'ilo humibayla. And they made believe that it was his son. And push it for the busha factor, the kid always walked around acting as if this Elio is his father. But he's not really his father. And it's for that reason he has a right to now go ahead and marry the father's sister. Either way, the Rav, this was already maybe above his pray grade. I mean, the Chassam Sofer calls him Moira Goyla, but he sent the Shiloh to the Chassam Sofer, and he told the Chassam Sofer he needs a psak. So it's fascinating how the Chassam Sofer goes in and he does his diligence on the Shiloh. He found out that it's true that there was a son that was by Rav Moshe Melamed for these 4 years. And he found out that when this Elio married this woman, there was definitely a child that came into the marriage. But at the end of the day, the Chassam Sofer, although a lot of the facts were lining up, he was still a little bit uncomfortable because he didn't know for sure that this was that son. Lamaisa, it was a big shayla. But what's negei in your name, says the Chassam Sofer, hinei rishon tchila neimah. Masha hirish malosoi. The premise of the shayla was that they all held, it was poshet, that this son can't be a stepson. He must be a biological son, because when he gets called up to the Sefer Torah, it was Avram ben Elio, not Ben, whoever his real father was. And he signs his name that way, and he walks around talking about his father as if he's a father. He says, L'chayru lo yodati kol ha-rashazeh, ha-likosa b'tshuvas maimini, b'tshuvas maimini. He says, a dover niflo, in a very halachic context. He says, we know the Gemara says, kol megadol yosem v'yisoyim b'teich beisoy, ma'alol v'akosov kilu yodoy. So the bottom line is, this Elio raised this child. If he's raised him, it's ma'alol of kilu yodoy. So if it's ma'alol of kilu yodoy, even Chazal may be viewed it as if he's his child. So if Chazal viewed it as if it's his child, is there anything wrong with the child feeling that hergish? Certainly in a context of chiba. But then he says, I'll prove it to you even more. Because the pasuk in the parsha of the Nachlois, when it goes through all the shvatim, who yarshin who, so the pasuk over there says, v'shem bas osher serach. That osh, serach bas osher, right? We all know serach bas osher, she yarshined together with the Nachlois. Now the Ramban over there on that pasuk brings that the Targum Unkelus says on that pasuk, v'shem bas osher serach, v'shum bas itas osher serach. Serach wasn't Osher's daughter. Now you know the rest of the story. Serach was Osher's stepdaughter. Osher had a wife. This wife had a daughter from a previous marriage, and that daughter from the previous marriage's name was Serach. And says the Ramban, it has to be that way. You know why it has to be that way? The unklus has to be right. Because the imloy came, ma'inyin abas b'neich le'yoretz. Why would Serach bas Osher have yarshin? Osher had children, sons. Bishloim if Osher had no sons. So Serach bas Osher is like the b'nei slof. She now is going to go ahead, and she's now going to yarshin. But Osher did have sons. It's before it's in the pasuk, Baruch mi banim Osher. The Osher had sons. So if Osher had sons, so why in the world is Serach yarshining? The teretz is, Serach must not be Osher's daughter. Serach must be Osher's stepdaughter. Serach's biological father did not have any sons, and it's for that reason that she gets to yarshin. Al koponim says the Chassam Sofer, you see in this Ramban, that we know Serach bas Osher as if Serach is the daughter of Asher. She must have considered herself to be Asher's daughter, but in reality, we know from this Cheshbon of the Ramban that she's really a stepdaughter. She's really not a daughter. So you see clearly, even not in the context of Chiva, even not in the context of Ahava, it's not in the context of Akoras HaToiv, thank you so much for raising me. It's in a very benign, innocent context. Even over there, you see the Torah says, Serach, what's the pshat? Because kol megadol yosef yusoyim betoich beisoy, ma'al olav akosuf, kilu yodai. There's nothing wrong with that. So says the Chassam Sofer, ma'kol arash. I don't understand it. Everyone's getting so bent out of shape because this Avram walked around as if he was Ben Eliyot. That's a raya that is his biological father. It's not muchach at all that he's his biological father. Abzok the Chassam Sofer, it's amazing how the Chassam Sofer is discussing the Shaila and Ebene Ezer, a Shaila of a raya, is doing diligence on is it a daughter, is it not a daughter. He says, this is pshat, and all the rishonim mucha over here in Bava Basra Daf Kuf Yotes Amud Aleph. The rishonim want to know yodeya haya Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu knew she bnei slavchad yorshesay. How did he know? Mechatesi. There are Rashbam hems and haws. Maybe it was Binim. Maybe you knew from the parish of Yibum. The Rechaim says it was an Arsinai, but the rishonim are not masking to that. So how did he know? It's like, now we knew from Serach Bas Asher. Because Serach Bas Asher was supposed to Yashin, right? What happened? After the whole Nachla, the whole parish of Nachlas, B'nai Slavcha, they don't get anything. So Vatikravna, they come to Moshe Rabbeinu and they want to know what's going on. What about us? We're all chamam as a kind. We will be a daughter, but we should get something. But Serach Bas Asher was going to Yashin. Why was Serach Bas Asher Yashin? He must be because there were no sons. So Moshe Rabbeinu knew already that the daughter was supposed to Yashin for the fact that Serach Bas Asher got. What didn't he know? Pishnayim. That was the chelik that he didn't know. So Bederech Agav, in the middle of one of the most lamdish shetuvas you'll ever see in your life, the Chassam Sofer said, oh, by the way, Bederech Agav, I have a terrace full of Rishonim's kashas. But either way, that's the Chassam Sofer. Just also, again, in the spirit of Bederech Agav, just one, I think, no-brainer, Maramakim, and that is the Chachma Shloima. The Shloima Kluger, right in the beginning of Evan Ezra. The Hine. Nistapakti. I always had a suffix. The Misha Gidel Yosef Yisoyim B'Toich Beisoy. Listen to this. If someone's Megadol Yosef Yisoyim B'Toich Beisoy, Im Nechshav Zeh Ki Im Pruvu. If someone's Megadol Yosef Yisoyim B'Toich Beisoy, is he Mekayim the Mitzvah Pruvu? Is the Mitzvah Tasei Dei Reiso Pruvu? Let's say someone wasn't Mekayim Pruvu biologically, but he was Megadol Yosef Yisoyim B'Toich Beisoy. Is he Mekayim Pruvu or not? Kivin Omru Chazal Megadol Yosef Yisoyim B'Toich Beisoy. Alavas Gidel Yodo Im Ken Yesh Loimar. Da Havi Nami Kilu Kayim Pruvu. Where they discuss wherever you find in Shas that if you do this, it's as if you did that. How literally are you supposed to take that? It's literally as if you did it, or it's nechshav somewhat keilu you did it, but it's not mamish as if you did it. How do you view that kofadimyan? It's ke'ilu mamish or it's not? So if it's ke'ilu mamish, then l'chur, why shouldn't you be mekayim the mitzvah puravu? If it's not ke'ilu mamish, then maybe not. There's a chidah somewhere that says that a stepchild or someone that's raised by somebody else has a mitzvah saseh deiraisa to be mekayim, keep it on the aim. Based on this, we spoke about this in Ksubas Kuf Gimel, Hizaru b'kfayt imchem, Rebbe told his sons, Fayt Gemara, Kfayt imchem deiraisa, he meant their stepmother. You see, it's referred to as imchem. So he's saying, again, this idea, the Chassam Sofer is looking at it from the daughter's perspective. It'd be considered bas, Serach bas Asher. You see in the Gemara over there in Ksubas from the mother's perspective, Hizaru b'kfayt imchem, either way, Dvarim Neflas. Just two other light ha'aris regarding the parish of Meitzlavcha, then we'll go vayt, then we'll speak got some more heavier, right? I saw in the Megadim Chadashim, in Parshas Pinchas, he brings from the Sefer Divrei Torah, Shamati b'shem Agoyin HaKadosh Baal Minchas Chinuch, Zchus HaYogar Aleinu, that when the Minchas Chinuch became Rav in Tarnopol, so right after he became Rav, there was a Yid that came to him, and he told him, he says, imagine this, the Minchas Chinuch is a candidate to become Rav. He went for a Prava, and apparently it wasn't a layup. It wasn't so pashit that he was going to become rough. And there was a big tumult. So this one Yid came to the Minchas Chinuch and he told him, you should know that I was the one that advocated on your behalf. I made sure that you would get this shteller in Tarnopol. And the Minchas Chinuch was very makatoiv. He appreciated. Thank you very much for allowing me. By the way, the Chassidim know the Minchas Chinuch. I remember my Zayda, Zolzayn Gezunt, he used to always say, Minchas Chinuch, oh, the Tarnopol or the roof. So they knew him as the Rav in Tarnopol. That's where he was rough. But Al Kapanim, so Yeshiva is the Minchas Chinuch, but Tarnopol or the roof. So he told him then that Grace Yashikoyach, he really appreciated it. A short while later, there was a Din Torah where this guy was one of the parties in the Din Torah. And the Minchas Chinuch said, I can't pass in the Shiloh. He says, because here you told me about all this tremendous hatava that you did for me. It's a bechin of Sheikha Dvarim. even though it was kaidim the din kaira, so that already mechaschinah had a pilpul. He told him, "I'm pasul. I can't go ahead and do it." But then he went, got up and he said, "Kaes nisyashav liapsukim beparshas Pinchas." Said it always bothered me. In Parshas Pinchas, the bnei slavchad come to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they tell him, "Avinu meis b'midbar. Our father died in the midbar." V'hulay haya b'toycha eda al hanayodim al Hashem b'adas koyrach. Kibichetay meis. But the mechaschinah gevrag. Who cares? Moshe Rabbeinu cares if their father was involved or wasn't involved. Hatefashtanet said to Mechaschinach, he knew exactly what they were trying to say. My father had your back. He was one of your guys. He had your back. He wasn't part of the Das Kairach. He wasn't part of the Das Miragma, like the Gemara said. He has you. So what happened when they came to him afterwards with a Shiloh? Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Ich bin posel. I can't pass in the Shiloh." Vayakiv Moshe es mishpatim. He turned to HaGadosh Baruch Hu. He says, "I'm posel. I can't. Because now that you told me that you were one of my supporters, it's for that reason I'm not able to do it." One other interesting thing that Migal Chadasha brings, he brings from the Sefer Gan Hadassah, him, that they once asked Harava Kodesh Bal Bnei Yisoscha Zeichet Zadik B'Kosh L'Shavrocha. He said, "Heicha Merum is B'Toyra Masha Amru Chazal Al Tar B'Sicha Nisha." Somebody once asked the Bnei Yisoscha, "How do you know in the Torah? Is there a remez anywhere Al Tar B'Sicha Nisha?" So he said a Dover Nifla. He said that if you look in Parshas Ba'Voyscha, the Parsha Pesach Sheni, so the people that were Tmeim L'Nefesh, they come to Moshe. What are we supposed to do? We couldn't bring the carbon Pesach. We're supposed to bring. We're not supposed to bring. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. So he tells him, "Imdu ve'eshma ma'isav Hashem eschem." Wait here 1 second. Moshe Rabbeinu has a direct line. Rashi says, "Ashra yelud isha." Wow, how praiseworthy, how fortunate is Moshe Rabbeinu that whenever he wanted, ha'yachol v'daber imashchina. He tells him, "Wait here 1 second. Let me go ahead and find out." Hadav bnei Yisoscha gezog that right here when the bnei slavchad come, v'ami yigar hashem avinu b'teich mishpachti ke'eloi ben tonal ano chuzo b'teich three psukim of bnei slavchad v'yakriv Moshe es mishpatim l'fnei Hashem. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu tell the bnei slavchad the same thing he told the tmei lenefesh? Imdu ve'eshma ma'yisav Hashem. There he was talking to man. Man, Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the man. But over here he was talking to the Bnei Slavchad. He didn't say a word. He heard. He went right to Kadosh Baruch Hu to be Mekayim. This Inyan. Talk to Gemara. Vatamoidno lefnei Moshe, v'lefnei Elazar Akoyim, v'lefnei Anisiyim. So they didn't just present the Shiloh to Moshe Rabbeinu. It seems like they presented it to everybody. Moshe, Elazar HaKoyen, the Nesiim, Kol Ha'edah. Fake the Gemara, Efsha, Amdu Lefnei Moshe, V'lei Amru Lehem Dover, V'amdu Lefnei Anasim. I mean, go in order. It sounds like they asked Moshe. Moshe didn't know. No, maybe Elazar's going to know. Elazar didn't either know. The Nesiim. Then they started stopping people in the street, says the Gemara, Ela Saras Hamikra V'Darsheo. You have to reverse it. First they asked Kol Ha'edah. Then they asked the Nesiim. Then they asked Elazar HaKoyen. And in last, they asked Moshe Rabbeinu, "Abchanu nama mishum Rabbi Eliezer beBeis Medrash Shoy Yoshim." They were sitting in Beis Medrash, v'holchu v'amdu lefnekum. They went and they asked everybody at the same time. The Michael Mifli, what's the machlekes? Mar Savar cholkin kavul the Talmud makom rab. Mar Savar in cholk. The shaila was, are you allowed to ask the Talmud if the Rav is there? Abchanin's pshat suggests that the Bnei Slavchad went into Beis Medrash. Moshe Rabbeinu was there, and again Moshe Rabbeinu was there. They didn't dafka ask it to Moshe. They asked it to everybody. That means they're being chayla covered. The Talmud bin Makom Rav. Rav Yoshiya hold in Cholkin covered the Talmud bin Makom Rav. So they would have had no right to present it to everybody at the same time. Must be they presented it one at a time. It sounds like first Moshe. So you have to flip the order. Sarei Samikra V'Darsheo. Do it in the reverse order. Abachanan held in the name of Rebbe Eliezer Gadol that no, you're allowed to be chayla cover the Talmud b'makom Rav. So it's not a kasha if you went and did it in that way. Says the Gemara v'hilchas acholkin. The halacha is you can be chayla cover the Talmud b'makom Rav. V'hilchas ain cholkin. And the halacha is you can't be chayla cover the Talmud b'makom Rav. Fake the Gemara kasha hilchas hilchas. So the Gemara. If you find that the Rebbe gives cover to the Talmud in front of him, then you're allowed to give cover to the Talmud as well. But if you don't find anywhere that the Rebbe gives cover to the Talmud, then you're not allowed to. So that's the halacha. Hilchas Cholkin, if the Rebbe is mechaber the Talmud. Hilchas Ein Cholkin, if you don't find that the Rebbe is mechaber the Talmud. Bnei Slavcha, Chachmoni Yoseim, Darshani Yoseim, Tzidkoni Yoseim. The Bnei Slavcha, they were very wise. They knew how to darshan Psukei HaTorah. And they were also a tzadekis. Chachmoni Yoseim, Shalifisha Dibru. Because they were very clever. They were astute. They were shrewd in terms of the timing, Dover V'itay Matoy, that they pounced and they asked this question. Meaning they had this Shaila brewing for a very, very long time. But they were waiting for an opportune time to present it to Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was learning Yevamis. And he was mentioning the pasuk Yeshvu Achim Yachtov. They told him, Im keben anu chashuvim t'no lanu nachlu gaveh. He said, Mamonish. I see in the parish of Yibum that if a man dies and he leaves over a child, a son, a ben, then there is no Yibum. If there's no ben, then there is Yibum. Now, we're not a ben, we're a bas. I'm not sure, said the Bnei Slavchot, if a bas is a ben or if a bas isn't a ben. But they came with a mamon of shachtaina. Im keben anu chishuvim, if a bas is like a ben, t'nalonu nach like a ben. That was their taina. Vami yugar Hashem avinu. Give us a Yerusha. And im lav, and if not, if we're not like a ben, tisyaba mimenu, then l'chura, our mother, should require yibum. Because there was a ben Eloi. I, there were five daughters, but there was no son. Miyad vayakim moishas mishpatim lufnei Hashem. Darshoni is saying, what was their drasha? Shayu imris. They said, il hayu loy ben loy dibarnu. They made it very clear that we're only coming because there was no son. How did they know if there was a son? Because the pasuk says, and ben Eloi vavartibs nachalas elabitoi. Which the drush is, if there would be a son, then obviously the son would yarshin. So you see, they were darshoni is. They knew how to darshin the pasuk. The pasuk hadn't been given yet. Tesis kasha. Vatanya bas, faith to Gemara, there was a brisa that said, that they said, had there been a daughter, we wouldn't have came. Now the Rashbam speaks that right away. The Maksha doesn't need no pshat in this brisa. Usually when the Maksha asks from a brisa, he says, how could you say that? Doesn't the brisa say not that way? I'm right, you're wrong. No, the Rashbam says, the Maksha over here also knows there's no pshat in this brisa. But the Slavchot are coming and saying, listen, if my father had a daughter, we wouldn't be here. But what does that mean? They're the daughter. Rabbi Yirmiyah Sami Mikan Bas. Just get rid of that brisa. Abaye Amar, or take the word bas out and replace it with ben. Abaye said no. What they were saying was, I feel the hoyu bas leben loy dibarnum. What they were saying was that had the my father Tzlofchad had a son who had a daughter, I would have understood based on sugis of last week that we had no makom to yarshim because a basa ben has kedima. The ben is yerush pekever, so the granddaughter comes before the daughter, but he doesn't have a granddaughter either. Zokti Gemara said konia is same. How do you know they would say konia is shalei nisu elo lahagunah? Because they only married people that were anashim hagunim. And this next Gemara is a beautiful classic Agadah Gemara. Gemaras that we've seen together with a lot of really nice raid, but we'll save that for tomorrow. But just before we conclude, we'll just end on one slightly lumbish note, and that is that this Gemara is just another layer, another maramakin into something that we've spoken about so many times, and that is because Baruch Hu promises Avram Avinu Eretz Yisrael. V'zaracha etein, v'zaracha nosati, kumis alich ba'aretz, l'orku l'rach b'kilachot. Did Hashem physically give Eretz Yisrael to Avram Avinu? Or did Hashem not physically give Eretz Yisrael to Avram Avinu? He only promised Eretz Yisrael to Avram Avinu. But ultimately, Eretz Yisrael became in the possession of the Yidden when the Yidden themselves entered Eretz Yisrael. We've spoken about Avodah Zarah Dafton Gimel, where the Gemara learns out that a guy who bows down to a Yid's thing, he could make that thing usher. He can make it avodah zara. I ain't adam oyser davar she'ina shaloi. But we learn it out from Klal Yisrael. The Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael. They were muzer v'ashirem tisra from beish. What do you mean ashirem tisra from beish? Frank the Gemara. It's all belong to the Yidden. It's Yerushim Yavaseim. How could the goyim by worshiping the Asheris have made it usher banah? Elomai, they have a koyach to make it usher banah. Rosh Hashanah daf yud gimel. The Gemara's not sure. How did the Yidden bring the first carbon oimer? Ksircham amrachmano v'loitzir akum b'vavasur davkuf. We learn that kinyan hiloch from the fact that when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, they were from the fact that Avraham Avinu was kain Eretz Yisrael. Kumis alich baretz la'arkul rachba kilochanat nena. Mitzad sheni you have kedushin davcha vavam and aleph. The Gemara learns out kinyan chazaka from v'yirashtim ba v'yishaftim ba that Klal Yisrael when they entered Eretz Yisrael, they were kain Eretz Yisrael. It's mashma that Avraham Avinu didn't have Eretz Yisrael. That the Yidden were first kain Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, Rashi and Parshas Lach Lecha. Rashi says that the Roye Loit thought that they were allowed to take from all the produce that was in Eretz Yisrael at the time. Why? Because Avram had no children, so the only Yerush was Loit, so they felt that they had a schus to it. But Rashi says, Vaknani Vaprizi Yaz Yerusha Ba'aretz, that it wasn't theirs yet, because Yidden hadn't entered Eretz Yisrael. It's true there was a Haftacha one day. It's a mashma, it wasn't theirs. Then you have Rashi Pashas Chai Sarah, Ger Vatoysha Vanoichi. If you want, that's Lenu Badin. You see, Avram Avinu did have a right to take it. Kicha Kicha Mistay Ephraim, Akoponim, the place it tells us Kasha, but we have a new Maramah. We have Bava Basra, Davkuf, Yotes. And the context over here is a real Yeshnoichaniga context, where the Gemara is discussing it in the context of whether or not the Bnei Slavchot who were yarshining their father Slavchad's chelik b'nichsei chefer, being that Slavchad was a bechor, technically he was entitled to Mishnai, but ain't a bechor not to be roi k'muchsik. So how do you view Slavchad? Do you view him as a muchsik or do you view him as a roi? If Eretz Yisrael is already muchsik desi, then you view him as a muchsik. If Eretz Yisrael is not muchsekes, then you would have to view it as roy, in which case, and in fact, the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu himself, Rabbeinu HaGadol, had this suffix. He wasn't sure, and that was the Vayakriv es Mishpatim Lufnei Hashem. It was this Shailah, this grace of Mavucha that the Mishnah Melech and the Rishonim discussed in different places. What's that?
Hashem answered it.
Hashem answered it, right? Which is the Maskanas Lagamar. So you would see him at first glance, you have the answer. Either way, but I'll just tell you, it's no, Erechanami. You're asking very good. I mean, this is from the big Mavuchas, from the Chakiris how you do it. But in Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush, I'll just tell you one Chiddush. That is, that the Beis Halevi and Chelek Aleph, the end of Tshuva Chof Aleph. He's discussing over there Kinyan Chazaka. Kinyan Chazaka. So we know a Yid has Kinyan Chazaka. A guy does not have Kinyan Chazaka. Right? Remember, we spoke at the Mishmalach's Kasha. Mishmalach wrote a raya that Avraham Avinu had a din of Yisrael from the fact that Rabbi Eliezer holds that Avraham Avinu was kind to Eretz Yisrael Chazaka. The Rambam says that a Goy ain't like Chazaka. So if Goy ain't like Chazaka, so how in the world was he able to be kind of a Kinyan Hiloch, which is a form of Kinyan Chazaka? Says the Beis HaLevi, Ro'isi lahamakna b'mesechtis kedush and daf yudal, shekosav gaval de gechidish. That not only does a Goy not have Kinyan Chazaka, but even a Yid who does have Kinyan Chazaka only has Kinyan Chazaka if he is buying something, he's acquiring something from a Yid. So if a Yid has been kinder from a Yid, the Makna is a Yid and the Kinyan is a Yid, then you're going to have Chazaka. But if the Makna is a guy, if the Makna is a guy, then even if the Kinyan is a Yid, he's not going to have Chazaka. So just like a guy can't be kinder by Chazaka when he's kinder from a Yid or from a guy, a guy ain't like Chazaka, as it's in Rambam, the Makna says that if the Makna is a guy, even if the coin is a Yid, he's also not going to be able to have Chazok. What's the Pshat? Zokta, the Pshat is Givaldi. Ubehektim, the Marit's Kasha. Marit asks, we've spoken at this Kasha a few times, that the Gemara, Kiddush HaChavav and Aleph says, that how do you know Kinyan Chazoko? Nechosim Shiesh Lamachrayis, such as Karka, is Niknis, Bekesef, Bishtar VeChazoko. Says the Gemara, how do you know that it's Niknis BeChazoko? Says the Gemara, you learn it out from the Yid, when the Yid entered Eretz Yisrael, the Pasuk says, V'yirashtem ba, V'yishavtem ba. You're going to conquer the land, you're going to make yeshiva. But me'yirashtem, says the Gemara, be yeshiva. So you see the Yidin were kind Eretz Yisrael, be yeshiva. Freak, the Marit, the Yidin had to be kind Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael's mukhsakas, he may have a say. Well, the Pasuk of Yutes, all the Marit Mekoymas that suggests that Eretz Yisrael already belonged to Avraham Avinu. So how could you tell me that they went ahead and they were being koina Eretz Yisrael? As I freak the Marit, says the Beis HaLevi, Lanias Daiti Kushime Korolasa. I think the catch is the toys. He says Eretz Yisrael was muchzek asim me'avisei. That's true. But what does that mean? That means that each yochid who was going to Yarshan, a chelik Eretz Yisrael pashat, a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, his chelik was already mevur. His piece, what each one of the Bnei Slavchad were going to get when they entered Eretz Yisrael, that was already Muchzekasim Avraham Avinu. Of course not. What does it mean? It means Ba'ifin Klali, on a macro level, Eretz Yisrael belonged to who? It belonged to Klal Yisrael. It belonged to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was kainet. But in terms of each yochid, each individual, what he was going to get, says the Beis HaLevi, it's Pashat that he didn't have. When did they get that? They got to when they entered Eretz Yisrael. They went into Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk says, V'yirashtem Moisa, V'yishavtem Bo, B'mayirashtem B'yishiva. They were kind of B'chazaka. That was the Chazaka. It says, by the way, L'fizeh, it's Miyushev, Akushis Achreinim. Achreinim are very bothered that in Halach it's brought down that Yeshiva, to settle on a piece of property, is actually not a Chazaka. Chazaka has to be no Gadol Paratz. You have to do a tikkun. You actually have to do something. Just to sit down on the couch, that's not Kinyan Chazaka. Chazaka means you have to be misaking something. So Makshim Achroinim brings the Beis HaLevi that how could a Yidin have been Koina, be Yeshiva, L'chura? Yeshiva's Lachnish Ken Kinyan. Zok the Beis HaLevi, because it's brought down in Chesh Mishpatim in Kuf Nun Vav, that two partners that own something, and right now there's like Gaza Breira Matziv, and they want to be Mevar. What's going to be Ruvain's Chelik? And what's going to be Shimon's Chelik? So over there, you could be kind of a Chazaka, but that Chazaka works afilu behiluch, afilu beyeshiva. Zakta beis levi gavaldik. The Yidden didn't have to be koin Eretz Yisrael be'etzem, because Eretz Yisrael was already muhsekasi. What were they doing? They would be mevar. Which chelik belongs to Reuven? Which chelik belongs to Shimon? Which chelik belongs to Levi? That's like two shutvin that want to be mevar. Which is going to be my chelik? Which is going to be your chelik? That's something they could do even with an inferior quality type chazaka. That's something they'd be able to do. Al kaponim zakta beis levi. I'm going to tell you now a machna. Zakta machna goy ein lechazaka. Why is a goy ein lechazaka? Because we learn our chazaka from Yerushna v'yashavtimba. Zakta machna. Even a yid that has chazaka, it's only if he's kind of from a yid. But if he's kind of from a goy, not. What's the pshat? It's for the same reason that a goy ein lechazaka. Because when the yidden got Eretz Yisrael, when they entered the land, who were they being kind of the land from? Who is the machna? Was the machna the umais? It was the knanim. That's what you would have thought. It wasn't the knanim. The machna really was themselves. It belonged to Klal Yisrael. It was Muchzek, as he may have said. In fact, they really didn't have to make a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael as a nation. What they needed was each person, Levara Chelkoi, he had a Ba'ifan Prati, go ahead and make a kinyan. That's a Yisrael being kind of from a Yisrael. Oh, Yisrael being kind of from a Yisrael. That's the Makar to Kinyan Chazaka. Just like the Rambam said, a Goy ain't a Chazaka. Because the Makar is Klal Yisrael. So it's not Muchach that a Goy has a Chazaka. High timer, even a Yisrael that does have chazaka, he's only going to have chazaka if he's kind of from a yid, because that is the makar. The makar is Eretz Yisrael, which already belonged to the Jews, and now each individual Jew is being kind of from the mother nation. That's Yisrael being kind of a Yisrael, and it's for that reason, it's only in that context that kinyan chazaka is going to work.